and our entering the most sorrowful of all days of the Jewish year. Tisha B'Av, the ninth day in the month of Av, the day of Churban Beis HaMikdash, a day which has never returned to what it was before Churban took place. Even after Bayis Sheni was built, five great differences existed between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, as Chazal tell us in Masechta Yumeh: Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisroel, Klal Yisroel never returned from that first Churban to its previous glory. We remained in a state of Churban, and in Churban Bayis Sheni, that Churban reached its highest stage, from which we have not, nearly 2,000 years later, returned to what we were. And every year, Tisha B'Av, we remind ourselves again, those who have a sense of memory, of what we have gone through. In Yirmiyah Novi, in his kines that we will be reading pretty soon, speaks not only of the Churban Bayis Rishon of his day. He, the Novi, who saw what one who is not a Novi cannot see, saw and expressed in those words of the Kines all Churbonis of Klal Yisroel down through the ages, including the last Churban, the European Churban, which removed from us all of Torah that Europe represented. And all of it is contained in the Kines of Yirmiyahu HaNovi. Chazal and the Midrash speak about Bayis Sheni, Aspasianus Caesar, the Roman Empire, which did not exist in the days of Yirmiyahu HaNovi, but Yirmiyahu, in his Nevuah, saw all that happened and would happen until Bias HaGoel b'mheira b'yameinu. It's interesting to note, you all know that we do not say Tachnun on Tisha B'Av. Tachnun is not said on Yomim Tovim. Me'adei Hashem mikroi kodesh. But what day is more suited to Tachnun, to become broken in tefillah before Hashem Yisborach, than this day, Tisha B'Av? And yet we say no Tachnun. The reason for that is that the Novi in the Kines says, Koro olai mo'eid lishbor bachuroi. Hashem Yisborach has appointed a time, a mo'eid, to break the best among us, So it's a moyed. And therefore we say no tachnu of a gewalt. How do we understand this? A moyed to break the best. And that's a day when tachnun is not to be said. So I once heard from my great Rebbe, tells it off, Hashem came to me. He explained to me, moyed means a time of meeting. Meloshem vaad. Hishvaadus. It's a time of meeting. A time when we meet with Hashem Yisborach. This meeting with Hashem Yisborach takes place in two ways. One way is Tzeisi Mimitzroim, when we live through those great Nisim of Geule, when we saw that Hashem Yisborach destroys evil and brings forth Kedusha. The other way is, as we say in the Kines, Vitzeisim Yerushalayim, that's also a moed. Then again, we meet with Hashem Yisborach. To meet with Hashem Yisborach can be lived through a moed of Tzeisim Mitzrayim, when we see the glory of Hashem Yisborach, Yeshua and Geule. And we meet with him also when we see the great Midas Hadin, how Hashem Yisborach demands that we return to the ways of righteousness and destroys all that is built upon non-righteousness. He has declared a day of meeting in which we shall meet with him and see him. Lishber Bakuroi, when the best within us will be broken down. That's the Moyed of Tisha B'Av. But if we as Jews feel that it's a moed, if we as B'nai Yisroel, B'nai Am Hashem, are inspired to feel that this is a day of Hishvaadus, of meeting with Hashem Yisborach, in that moment a Ben Yisroel rises to the greatest heights. For he sees before himself Hashem Yisborach. It isn't a world that rules itself. We don't live lives that we are masters over. In Churban, in Midas Hadin, we recognize that Hashem Yisborach is our master. And once we stand before him, there can be no greater moed. There can be no greater happiness for a Jew. Only a Ben Yisroel is able to rise to such heights that in Lishber Bachuroi he feels moyed, Hishvaadus, with Hashem Yisborach. We have to think deeply into this. And if we will begin to feel what we are talking about, then after Tisha B'Av, we will have gone through what we go through after the Golem. שולש פעומי משונו, ירואי כל זכורכו, כלל ישראל קמס לירושלים ירא קידש, to meet with Hashem Yisborach. And in the Midas Hadin, if we recognize that it comes from Him, and that He is the one who is talking to us, we are meeting with Him, it's a void with Hashem Yisborach. This is the essence of Tisha B'Av, the Yom HaKurban. In all the korbanos that we've gone through from that day on are merely an extension of this mayad of meeting Hashem and seeing Him in this form of Midas Hadin. Whereas then, B'tzeisim Mitzrayim, we saw Him through Midas HaRachmin and Midas HaChesed, His kindness in His glory of giving of Himself to Klal Yisrael. So in Churban we meet Him when He imposes His will upon us and says to us, Teire kinderlich, ich hab mir nicht gefolgt, muss ich eingeben, Petsch. Is a father cruel when he gives his son Makis? Will a son who loves his father say, you are cruel, you hate me? Such a son is a mishuganah, doesn't have any sense. If it's a son who understands what father means, so he sees in his father's pets, oh, how daddy loves me. He doesn't want me to go astray. So he gives me shmitz to guide me along the right path. So in Midas Hadin of Churban, we see Hashem Yisborach in His true light as the loving father of Klal Yisroel. You have to learn a great deal of Torah, many tyrinke. You have to horeve in learning amal ha-Torah in order to begin feeling something of this mayad, something of this Avrahmon who appears to us in the Midas Hadin. Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create this world in Midas Hadin, but He saw that mankind would not be able to understand it and live through it. Shitev imo Midas HaRachmin. So He added to the Midas Hadin the Midas Rachmin. Not Midas Din is not Rachmin, but if it's given in its full content, we human beings don't understand and don't see. This is Daddy Himself. We're not up to it. We don't see it. So He adds to it Midas HaRachmin, so that we shall see Midas Hadin in its true light, that this is also merely Rachmei Hashem of a loving father who guides his children throughout life in order to bring them to the final Geula, in order to bring them to a stage where they will be worthy of hearing the steps of Eliyahu HaNovi, who will announce to us and to the world at large the return of Mashiach ben David. Malchus Yisroel, Malchus Shamayim. This is what we are engaged in teaching. when we sit down on the ground and we begin to bewail the hurm. We begin to cry over what we have lost. But do we really realize what indeed we have lost? Especially you American youth, do you realize what we had? Do you have an inkling of an idea of what we possessed? That's why it's so difficult for American youth, even yeshiva youth, to understand Tisha B'Av. I was privileged, an American youth, to spend over 5 years in Telz and see something of what that world represented, of what Torah in its essence really is. Not comforts of life, but the pleasure of Torah. Not the pleasures of Olam Hazeh, but the tainug of Olam Habo. Amal LaTorah. Horev nafagimore, mutschen in sich, mit schwoffener Nacht, weil ich verstehe nicht das Teismes. That's the way we lived overseas. That was European Torah learning. How can you sleep if verstehe nicht dem Teismes? And the teinig, when I finally got to understand it, was so overwhelming, that I have no words with which to describe it. It's beyond human language. It's up. American youth, even those who are engaged in Torah learning, are far removed from that world because there are too many comforts in this world. Elam hazedike tanugim. Narishe tanugim. Pushte tanugim. Emptiness. So there's no appreciation for what indeed is tiny. What indeed is Elam Habo? You don't have to wait to go upstairs for Elam Habo. If only we would realize it. We have Elam Habo on every step. Every word of learning. A posik chumish. A perek mishnayis. A blat gemore. If one is totally involved and knows of nothing else, that's Olam Habo. That's not part of this small world that we live in. That's Olam Haneshomes. And I always become overcome on Tisha B'Av when I see what our Rishenim Zecher Tzadikim Livrocha were. They were not in Eretz Yisrael. They lived in Golis. They lived in Europe. They lived in Africa. And yet they speak of Eretz Yisrael in such manner that today even Israelis Eretz Yisrael dike talmidei chachomim have not that language that they had. The Yehuda Halevi lived in Spain. Menzokt, that when he finally got to Eretz Yisroel, for which he had hoped throughout an entire lifetime, he went immediately to Kreisel Ma'arovi, and there an Arab on a horse tread him to death. All that he writes for us about Eretz Yisroel is from the Gaulis of Spain. And yet it's unbelievable. When you read his words, you're going to say these in Tomas Kinas. You're going to say his words. And his words are unbelievable. Seeing a terraced tree, crown of beauty, Simchas Haminayach, the Simche of all your great numbers. Shalom Kinohor Chimeis Adonayach, you Tzion, take from your master, from Hashem Yisborach, peace in such great measure as a running, thundering river. And so he goes on, V'ani b'shal ishlemeich, he stands in Spain, as he says in another place, Libi b'mizroch, v'ani b'soif ma'arov, my heart is in Mizroch in Eretz Yisroel, and I, in bodily form, stand at the end of the West. In his days, the end of the West was Spain in Europe. They knew not yet of America, which wasn't discovered till Columbus discovered it in 1492. But in the days of Reb Yehuda HaLevi, the Marov, the Seif HaMarov, was Sforad. Ani b'mizroch, libi b'mizroch. Where is my heart? Where stands my heart? The Mizroch in Eretz Yisrael, v'ani, but I in bodily form, the Seif Marov in Sforad. And so in all these shirim, kumi, v'niso nehi, rise up and let us lift up a cry, nifked mois chayom, let us shed tears, so many tears, as large and as broad as the sea. Yizlu nehoreis, rivers of tears. Libinei nai le'inayich, from my eyes to your eyes to Tzion. This was said by one who had never yet been in Eretz Yisrael. Learn from this. How great were the Rishenim! Was for a herzer amunze de teire greiser abeim gehad. Keim ol nid sein in Eretz Yisroel. Und fielt Eretz Yisroel durch und durch in die Bäder. Rettling Eretz Yisroel, was kein Eretz Yisroel hied. Was is in dorten gewinn, deure seere mischmoches. Rett nit as a sprach. Und do sein gewend der Ischenim. And when you realize this, then when you learn Arashi in Gemore, Arashi in Chumash, Ateismus in Gemore, you begin to realize, I'm not listening to the Torah of human beings, I'm listening to the Torah of Malachim. Because who then, if not a Malach, can stand in Sforad and speak such language about Eretz Yisroel, and realize what the churban means. Siz lemaile mi musig enish, di greiskeit fun unsere lishenin, fun unsere greiser abein. This should give us a sense of inspiration in our learning, nit nor in unser veinen und in die kines, in lernen, wie greist auf sein jüdisch Herz zu verstehen, was der Ischein ihm oben gerät. And we're not used to it. We have a long way to go in the depth of learning to begin to understand was zogt Rashi HaKodesh, was frekt auf dem Teisvis, was entered the Rashbe. Long way to go. Very long. Neat learning without learning will never begin to understand these things. And Tisha B'Av will be an empty day of bewailing things that we don't know why we're crying about them. If we shall learn Torah, if we shall involve ourselves completely in Torah learning, if we shall try to forget the comforts of American living and live by the word of Torah, ki heim chayenu ve'erech yameinu. That's food. When we shall reach that stage and we shall live by that, then we shall have that great tainuk of what Torah meant, what being in a yeshiva signifies. Our whole manner of living will then represent the fact that we are b'nei yeshiva. We are not just human beings who walk around the same as high school and college students walk around in this world. We are of a completely different world. We are on a different planet. They cannot understand us. But we don't understand ourselves, zum Gleisen Zahar. And our job is to begin to understand ourselves. Then, when Tisha B'Av comes, and I hope we won't have another one, this Tisha B'Av, if we shall try to understand it in this light, then we'll know what we're crying about. What have we lost? What did we possess? The Gdolim down through the Deiros were infused with something of this inspiration. And as the years go by, we keep losing more and more of these Gedele Yisroel. All trained and brought forth in the yeshivas overseas with the hope that the yeshivas here will reach the stage where they will also become infused with what we are, what is Torah, and what is Torah learned. Then, when tomorrow you will say in the kinnis, Eish tukad bikirbi, a fire burns within me. Bahaloisi alibi, when I begin to remind myself of that great day, b'tzeisini mitzroyim, when I live through the mercies and kindness of Hashem Yisborach, when he took me forth from Mitzrayim. But kinim o iro, I am full of bewailment, leman askiro, when I must remind myself, b'tzeisi mirushalayim, that terrible day when I was driven out from Yerushalayim. Oz Yoshir Moshe, in those days, Moshe Rabbeinu sang that great shire. What shir? Shir lo yinose, that shir that shall never be forgotten. Oz Yoshir Moshe, b'tzeisi. Yisroim. Those were the days of Chesed Hashem. By Yekoinen Yirmio, and there came that terrible day when Yirmio bewailed, V'nohonehinio, and he cried forth in bewailment these kines. When was that? Betzeisim Yerushalayim, when we went forth from Yerushalayim and lost all that Hashem Yisborach had granted us and given us, because we did not feel what we had received, and we became unworthy of what our Father gave us. So He took that gift from us. And you will say this entire kineh tomorrow, think of what you're saying. Think of the two sides of the coin. Both sides represent Mayed, a meeting with Hashem Yisborach. One is the side of the coin of Betzeisi Mimitzroim, Chesed Hashem. The other side of the coin is Betzeisi Mirushaloyim, Churban. Churban of a loving Father who in that manner wishes us to come back to Him and understand what it's all about. And then, if we'll be zoiche, Toiro Seudo Kleachemdo, Toiro, and our mission for all time, and all the Kleachemdo, the wonderful Kalim and instruments given to achieve that mission, Betzeisi Mimitzroim, when we were brought out of Mitzrayim. So sign the Simcha, we hope to live to see overwhelming happiness, pleasure and joy. The Nos Yogoyim Vanocho, and the Tzores and Tzar that we live through in this world shall leave us. B'shuvi L'Yerushalayim, when I shall be zeiche to return to Yerushalayim. So me the zeiche sein, v'imheiro v'yomeinu, amen.